significant improvements could be made in the provision of public transport services here by both TransLink and indeed by the DRD, the Department of Regional Development. They've been looking quite closely at it. I want to speak to the Chair, Michaela Boyle. Michaela Boyle, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What sort of improvements would help to put more bums on seats on the buses? Because it looks like as if they're falling short in terms of targets.
Absolutely. Well, despite significant investment into public transport over the last decade, we here still, it remains relatively underfunded public transport compared to England. So a lot coming out of our report and inquiry, we believe that the overall growth in passenger numbers is largely down to concessionary fares, but doesn't reflect the shift from the use of cars, domestic cars, to the use of public transport. We believed in committee there needed to be room for improvement around challenging and the scrutiny of public transport to encourage more people moving from the cars to bus and rail. So there's some good key recommendations that have come out of our report, and we believe that the department needs to show greater commitment to public transport, particularly in the funding allocation to assist public transport and TransLink to help with their skills deficit within the department.
There will be people listening who don't really understand how TransLink works, how it gets its money. Just explain that to us.
Well, basically, the department, they fund the transport, the NI Transport Holding Company. That's TransLink Board, and that's basically where their money comes from. So it is public money. It's your and I money. That's where it's coming from. So this money now that they have, we believe, is not enough. The department needs to allocate more funding to transport to help with the delivery, particularly in their capital projects.
You see, this will surprise people because we get the impression that loads of money has been thrown at getting more of us on the bus.
Yes, well, there has. And as I say, despite significant investments over the last decade within public transport, we still remain largely underfunded compared to our counterparts in England, Scotland and Wales. So, yes, we need, not enough money has been thrown at the transport to help with their capital projects. The department needs to consider a lot of its policies to make better efficiencies, and more innovative thinking needs to come out of the department and TransLink to encourage people to use public transport.
So what more could TransLink do? If they put up fares to raise more money, they're going to drive people away. What steps can they take?
Well, one of the findings that came out of the committee in terms of bus and rail was that the committee recommended that TransLink examined its train timetables, particularly on the Belfast-Dublin line, with the objective of providing fare-paying passengers with the ability to do their business. So we would be asking the department and TransLink to listen more to commuters and to fare-paying passengers to see what to address the deficit of public transport and to show greater commitment and providing services that people want.
Okay, the line's breaking up a little, but I just want to clear this up with you because I have gathered this from the information this morning that if you have an appointment at 9 o'clock in Dublin and you want to go down on the Enterprise, there isn't really a train that dovetails with that. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. That's what's happening at the minute. But now, when TransLink and department officials came to the committee, they said this is an area, this is a gray area, and they were going to go away and look at the timetables to assist fare-paying passengers that are travelling from Belfast to Dublin. That is one of the recommendations that we made, and as we speak, I believe that is currently something that they're actually looking to
Okay, the line again is challenging, and just one last question, Michaela. The Public Accounts Committee, do they believe the bus lane money is money well spent? I don't think we're going to get the answer on that one because the line has collapsed. I think Michaela Boyle is on her way from the northwest down towards Stormont while she's speaking to us. Right, 13 minutes past nine. Good morning. 90 33 105 077 66 105 105. How would you improve the public transport system here in Northern Ireland and indeed the cross-border train? What would you do if you're a regular user of it? What exactly would you do? You can let us know. 90 33 105, because sometimes you can have politicians, you can have observers, you can have indeed journalists, but the customer is very often the person who's the best commentator. Michaela, that final question I wanted to ask you was the bus lane money, is that money well spent?
Sorry, I can't hear you there. I'm in a bad area.
Okay, the bus lane money, was that money well spent?
Well, yes. I mean, there has been significant improvements in the bus lanes, and Ciarán de Burca, who would say that is money being well spent, and I believe yes, it can. I mean, always there's always room for improvement when it comes to bus lanes, but yes, I do believe so.
Okay, Michaela, I'll let you go because it is a dark area that you seem to be in at the moment in terms of reception, but we've got a crystal clear picture on the Public Accounts Committee's thinking with regards to the public transport service here in Northern Ireland. The Assembly's Public Accounts Committee finding that significant improvements could be made in the provision of public transport services, both by TransLink and the department. The committee's findings follow a recent review into the effectiveness of local public transport and makes a number of recommendations aimed at developing and improving the service for local people. Now, the committee noted that while there has been undoubted success in the growing number of rail passengers since 2002, this has not been mirrored in the number of people using the buses. The overall growth in passenger numbers in recent years is largely down due to concessionary fares and does not reflect the desired shift from the use of cars to the use of public transport. So they're trying to get more of us out of the car onto the bus, but to do that, the Public Accounts Committee saying more money is going to have to come from the department. Or are they throwing good money after bad? Is there just a mindset here that you don't want to use the bus?